recorder's working appropriately.
I got a blue bar with some wavy lines on it, so sure.
Woo!
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the fifth installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me are Chaos72 and SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello!
How are we doing this week?
Very well so far. How about you?
It's okay. I am off to Austin tomorrow for a convention chock full of nerds. It is the Spice World software convention, where I'll be trying to gather as much swag that is either bacon-themed or nerdy-tied t-shirt, something fierce. I think the first year I went, I came back with 24 free t-shirts. So we'll see what I get this year.
So the Spice World is not the Spice Girl convention.
It is not.
It is not. You're not going to tell us what you want, what you really, really want?
No.
All right.
I would zing a zing ah. I'm not sure what how the word.
You know what we really, really want? Two of those 24 t-shirts. Come on, Craig. Share the wealth.
All right. So this. Sorry, no, I'm left. So we are covering the week of September 23rd through the 30th this week. As always, we will start off with this week's events. Deadpool Dailies for Wednesday the 23rd is a Black Hood. Thursday, Green Doc Ock. Friday, Green Thor. Saturday is a yellow Captain Marvel. Sunday is a yellow Iron Man. Monday, here's a good one, a black Iron Fist. Tuesday Ooh. Is a blue Ragnarok. And Wednesday is this podcast's favorite character, the green Kamala Khan. in the story event, ending up early this week was Rocket and Groot, where for 22,000 you got a green Hulk. And for 44,000, you got a legendary token. I know Ray snagged one. Did you open it? And if so, did you get anything?
I did. So, yeah, I got to 44,000, realized I had no chance whatsoever of getting an Iceman, and just stopped playing at 44,039. So, yeah, I opened it, and of course, I got a second thing.
Yes!
So I've had two legendary tokens. They were both thing covers. So.
Can't argue with that. That's fantastic. Yeah.
Did you get a red?
No, I got his yellow.
Okay.
So useful.
Yep. Yeah. To finish out that event, 1 through 100, which seemed awfully generous, was that new Iceman, but it appears that none of us were even close enough to getting that. And, because everyone and their mother was playing this event. And 101 to 150 was a red Steve Rogers, which I'm not going to get one of those either, so.
Well, I got one of those, but, yeah, Steve Rogers is already maxed, so that's straight to ISO.
Yeah, at the end of that event started up the Venom event. Where 16,000 got you a blue Steve Rogers, 32,000 will get you the legendary token in that one. So that's a little bit cheaper, so apparently the points are going to be worth a little less. That event might be one day shorter, actually. That might be the difference there. First place and second place in that event is a black X-Force Wolverine, and two through all the way down to 150 is a Doc Ock, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, I could use more Doc Ock.
PvP events, Red Shift starring the Scarlet Witch was finishing up. 800 got you a purple Scarlet Witch, 1,000 was a yellow Captain Falcon, 1,300 is a legendary token, first place was a red Star-Lord, and 2 through 100 are Mystiques, so that's kind of nice. The next PvP event was going to be... I've already forgotten.
I'll look and I will tell you.
Ray just told me and I've already forgotten.
Nope, I mean all I have to do is remember what you just said, it's going to be Mystique.
Yeah, but...
It should be Mystique.
Oh, Ray, what did you tell me it was?
I don't remember. I don't remember telling you anything.
You did.
Yeah. And then... I can only assume since 2 through 100 is Mystique covers that the next PvP will be a Mystique-themed event.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought I had the name of it here, and apparently I do not. Anyway, PvP Season 19 is going strong. A little bit change in the point structure this time. 2,200 is all you need for yellow Luke Cage. Woo-hoo! King of the righteous uppercut. 3,000 down a whole 1,000 points, which is insanity, is now the 10-pack. So that'll make that a whole lot easier to achieve. And on the further end of ridiculous, you need 7,500 to get a legendary token, which I can't possibly imagine I would ever get that many points in a set.
Yeah, normally I struggle to reach the 4,000 for the 10-pack, so
right.
3,000 will be awesome, and then, yeah, I might give up at that point.
Yeah, I might too, unless I'm trying to finish out the simulator to get the... the 2,000 point reward in simulator.
Oh, sure, sure.
Right. Speaking of PvP, I have a correction, retraction, apology from last week's show. We told you there was going to be an extra special Black Panther-themed tournament of some variety. It was all lies. It was just a regular PvP tournament called Predator and Prey, like it always is when it's Black Panther-themed. So sorry if anybody like mine hopes were raised and then dashed.
Yeah, I was sad when it opened, and I was just like, oh.
Yep, I was acting on misinformation.
That's not a special event at all. All right, something new we want to cover this week is now that we are five episodes in, we've started to acquire some listener comments and concerns. So, Ray, tell us what's come in through the inbox.
Sure. So we've got a few questions and several comments. Basically compiled them. So the first thing was a question, does anybody play or not play a character based on the animation of the character? For me, that is a distinct yes, as I think I've said before. I really cannot stand Kamala Khan's animation.
Yeah!
And that is the reason I don't like playing her. The Squirrel Girl, don't really care for her animation. She's also a powerful character, but man, I just don't like using her.
Right.
See, I have those reasons for Loki and Doc Ock. I just ain't got that kind of time in my day to wait for their powers to finish.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, okay. So that portion of the animation, sure. I feel the same way that Ray does about those characters, and I will add Quicksilver to the list. Whenever he uses that power where he's making that creepy O face, like he's yawning.
The yawny face, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm like, nope, done. I'm out.
I'm so bored.
I will add, though, that Kamala Khan, after... So I fought against her where she was max level, and the computer used her... So I knew she healed anytime you used a power. So I'm like, all right, we have to take her out immediately. Yeah, I got crushed. I couldn't take her out. She just constantly healed. So, yes, she is a powerful character, and I'm not going to argue that. But, man, that animation is just, it's goofy.
And I think I told you when we met each other over the weekend that met each other, like I haven't known you for years. But she's even more annoying with the sound on, because every time she heals you, she comes up and makes a ding noise.
When,
like,
she winks?
Yeah. Or she does her little fist pump, and it goes, ding! And I just want to punch her in the face every time. So, I play Puzzle Quest with the sound completely off, and that would be another reason as to why I should keep with that practice.
Yes. I just try not to bother the people around me, so I keep it off, but that makes me want to keep it off more. Also, I would not want to fight Kamala Khan. No one wants an embiggen bash right to the face.
Well, what if you were Jebediah Springfield? He liked to be embiggened.
Wow.
Nerd joke. All right.
All right, the second comment or question. How do you guys feel about the difficulty of the 4-star daily Deadpool? The comments are that it feels like only the top percent of those people who spent hundreds of dollars on the game are the ones who will take advantage of it every 5 days. And the comment about it doesn't help those transitioning to 4-star characters. It doesn't help those people at all. I would say that I would agree with those statements. And I think that the problem is that it's not really a way of advancing. It's a qualification. It's like, if you are good enough to get this, then, you know, you can go ahead and have it. But you have to be at a certain level in order to even have a chance.
Right. And like you're saying, if you're good enough to get this, you probably don't need it.
Right. And the other comment, the other thing that I would say about it is, it's kind of a dull fight. Like, part of the fun of the game is being able to put together a team, being able to, you know, pick and choose what powers you want to use. Well, this, you're forced to use one character. You don't get any choices. You don't even get any team ups. So it kind of limits the fun of the fight. And if you don't have a, you know, level 170 required character, then you're just not getting it. That being said, you know, it just tells me, okay, I'm not ready to transition to the 4-star level yet, I guess.
Right.
So, I mean, it gives you, all right, maybe in the future I can, you know, start participating. It gives you something to work for, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. We're now two events in, the last one being the Nick Cage, and I was not even anywhere close.
Nick Cage?
Nick Cage. Man, it would be so awesome if it was Nick Cage.
If that had turned out to be Fury's nemesis fight, that would
be amazing. Why am I not in this game?
Exactly. This has every requirement of a Nick Cage game. It's got explosions. It's got. This game just got cooler in my head because now it's going to be constantly themed with Nick Cage events. Sorry, Fury. I happen to like Nick Cage more than I enjoy Nick Fury in movies. Apparently. In any case, so this last time was Nick Fury. And I think I would have been just as well off with a single Nick Cage cover. It would have done just as well as Magneto showing up and saying, "Hey, look at me. I used the power. Goodbye."
Yep.
Yeah, it was useless. I mean, I had him at 131 and level, and he just, yeah, nothing.
I had him at the same level, and the worst part about fighting Magneto is the one time I gained some momentum, I was able to throw out some demolition traps and shoot him with my purple power a couple times. And I really, you know, I was making some progress. I had him like, you know, 50, 55% dead. And then he wasn't getting enough to do red or blue, but he kept throwing yellow and yellow and yellow out there. So I was like, there were so many shields out there. When I finally was, I'd be one. And I was like, never mind. I'm going back to watching football. This is garbage.
Yeah, and I followed Craig's advice and went to the MPQ Game Pendium and threw my roster in there, and it quickly told me that Wolverine and Nick Fury are my only four stars that will have a chance at beating anything, so my next highest level four star is 94, so right. So I'm done with that event for the next several months.
Yeah, I finished my whole roster up on Game Pendium. I think Ray has his up there, so feel free to jump onto that website and take a look at our rosters, Wooly 1 and Chaos 15.
Chaos 72.
Yeah, I'm mixing everything so up tonight.
So close.
So the other comment or compile of comments were, there's a bunch of comments about us talking about the Mohawk Storm. Most of them were in agreement. However, there was one person who said that they despise Mohawk Storm. She's just a scaled up one star. Her black power is useless compared to other characters' black abilities. She's not even worth putting in your roster. And the only other question is, do you find her black power, or do you use her black power just to prevent strike tiles? I have never used her black power to prevent strike tiles, although I can definitely see that as a strategy. Other than that, I just would say that I completely disagree. I think she's a very useful... I mean, you have to put her with other people who can help defend her a bit,
right.
But no, I think she does enough damage and enough AP generation that she's an incredibly useful character.
I would agree with you there as well, Ray. I mean, I don't know what other black powers we were comparing her to. You know, at the time, I don't think the Hood's black power is, you know, very, very potent.
Near.
And, you know, I'm sure there are several others that aren't and several others that are way more potent. But you're right. The fact that she, you know, has things that generate AP and do damage, because anything else that clears tiles always says does not generate AP.
Right.
Right, and she clears a decent amount and gives you AP for all of them. So.
She does, but I mean, to say that she's just a scaled up one star, I mean, that's 100% true, but so what? The one star was good too. And, right. You know, for one star.
The only other comment that I think I would mention is from our good friend Leonard, says that there is always time to open tokens.
Like I said, I totally agree with Leonard. You hoarding pack rats of doom. I can't stand either of you.
No, we're going to start something.
The fact when I look at your games and you have the world supply of both hero points and tokens sitting there, and you won't open things when you have all the hero points where you can buy all the character slots and just have the characters. No. Let's just hoard all the tokens.
I actually, while I shielded, I had to shield on a PvP event after losing too many points during fighting. And I had a gap of time that I didn't have an event that was really calling me. So I actually turned in 128 tokens. I got two usable 3 stars out of it, so...
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it was useful. Oh, I got a gray suit, a red gray suit, Black Widow.
Okay.
And who was the... Oh, a Quicksilver.
Okay.
So those are, you know, that's useful, but I don't know. I spent like 15, 20 minutes just clicking on those things.
Or you can spend, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds every day. Just open them when you get them. All that ISO you have sitting there in a bank that you won't cash in. It's infuriating.
No way. He's on a hot streak. He's only got, you know, a couple more times and he'll have Thing fully powered up.
Right.
A couple more legendary tokens. I'm getting nothing but the Thing. He'll need that ISO.
I do not have that much ISO left. I was able to, I used up all my ISO getting Rocket and Groot up to 166. I've got 10,000 ISO now.
But just think if you opened all the rest of those tokens. So that's good stuff. If anyone out there in the world has any more comments or concerns or things you want to hear three kind of idiots talk about, feel free to send in your things to either our webpage or you can post them on Reddit. We follow the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, and we'll check things on there. And later we'll be announcing our new Twitter feed.
Right.
So I think we already talked about this next thing. Legendary tokens from Deadpool Daily. Yep. Ray got a thing. I got nothing. Ian?
Nothing.
So I have no idea what the next one is, and I don't know. If it's an Invisible Girl, I may have a chance. I think she's my most covered 4-star person. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it probably will be. I mean, she's been in here forever.
Right.
But, yeah, again, I only have her at 78, so I don't think she's going to have a chance against whoever they have her up against. And I looked all over the place, and I could not find anywhere. It's going to be this Friday along with the Thor Deadpool, but no idea who's going to be required or who they're going to be fighting.
Right. All right. Oh, this week's feature character. Everyone's favorite part of the show. One of our favorites, the Hulk. How can you go wrong? So he's got his three definitive powers. He's got Hulk slams his hands together for green and, you know, causes a big noise. He's got Hulk smash, the red power, and, you know, make Hulk angry, Hulk gets stronger. That is the black
anger
power, which is the passive. When Hulk takes X much damage, Hulk fills the board with green to then power up his clap damage again.
Yes.
So let's go through those. So the green power, Thunderous Clap.
Thunderous Clap.
I suppose I have Hulk at the 535. I think you guys are very similar.
Yeah, I don't have enough. As soon as I can, he will be there. He's right now at 553. As I continue to, you know, acquire black, I'm going to bump down red and continue to raise up black.
Right.
So what did you say you have? 553 or 535?
535.
That's Craig. I am 553.
So I was looking at anger, and mine is currently at 544, and it looks like when you bump up to 5 on anger, it says that it damages allies.
It does.
So I don't like that. I mean, it does damage enemies for double. So it damages allies for 87 and enemies for 174. Yeah, so it creates tiles, but yet damages you for 87 and enemies for 174.
Correct.
Mm.
I don't know if I like that. I might keep him at 4.
Right.
What's it do at 4? I've had it at 5 for so long, I've forgotten.
He creates 4 tiles, or he changes 4 tiles to green.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Ah.
So he doesn't damage allies at all, but he also doesn't damage enemies. I just don't like damaging my team.
Yeah, I guess for me, I never notice it, because it's normally he is played with Luke Cage in my world, so it's 1 point of damage to my team and 174 to the other team.
Sure.
So I don't even notice it. I just let it go.
Well, I suppose if you always play with Luke Cage, that's...
Well, why would I not always play with Luke Cage?
Because Thunderous... Oh, no, it'll just come back. I was like, Thunderous Clap might blow up Luke Cage's shield.
Nope, he'll just make a new one.
Yep.
This is true, but I don't know. I think I like him at 544. I don't think I would change him up.
How many greens does he make at 5?
5.
Oh.
One more.
Right.
Well, it's one more, isn't it?
It's one more. I mean, Thunderous Clap is, obviously, that's going to be one of the 5s.
Right.
Smash is, I mean, fantastic amounts of damage. You just really have to be careful with it. You know, you have to be careful there's not too many greens.
Smash is a fantastic attack. I agree with you. I just, for the same reason that Craig does not like Loki or Doc Ock, I don't like Smash because I have to take the time to count the green tiles on the board.
Well, and not only that, I have to make sure I use the clap first because he will suck up all the green AP doing
that
Smash.
Too. Yeah.
I hate that.
Right. And more often than not, when I do the Thunderous Clap, it'll change the number of greens I have there, and then I'm not able to do the Smash. Yeah, I gotta say, despite being, you know, the Hulk, who is generally awesome, the Hulk, Marvel Puzzle Quest, the Hulk, I find him to be a pretty mid-level character. He is not poor by any stretch of the imagination. I think his strongest ability is his hit points. Mm-hmm. He has so many hit points, it's unbelievable. I mean, but it's appropriate, but unbelievable. Other than that, Thunderous Clap doesn't do enough damage, and you can't direct what it blows up and what it doesn't. So if you try to, you can't use, I feel like you can't effectively use him with anybody who generates attack tiles, strike tiles, or protect tiles. Like I said, Smash is a hassle to use, and from what I'm learning more and more about anger, you know, it eventually hurts your own team and doesn't generate nearly as much green. For some reason, when I'm playing the computer and I hit him with anger, I feel like he puts like 17 green tiles out there, and when I'm doing it, it puts out 2.
Well, the problem is the computer, because this happens to me all the time, will hit you with like 9 powers in one turn.
Mm-hmm.
So every single one of those will do 5% of the Hulk's damage, so you have to watch when you're doing that back to them. So if you do, you know, 1,000 points of damage to Hulk with 4 different attacks, he's going to put 20 green tokens on the board.
Right.
And that's where it gets nasty. So you really have to try to hit him and then make your match to get rid of the black one turn countdown.
Okay.
Right. I guess he's, I mean, I guess they went with the idea that he is a dangerous character to have on your team, just like he is in the Avengers.
Yeah, absolutely. I can accept that.
So on the wiki, I just want to point out that 52% people on the wiki vote that 5-5-3 is the way to have your Hulk. 5 green, 5 red, 3 anger.
Wow, I accidentally have the optimum Hulk.
Man, I just do not like Smash that much, but
Yeah, I don't know. Just wanted to point that out.
Okay. Best reward of the week. Ray got a thing because he sucks like that. I got absolutely nothing of any value at all since last we chatted.
Ian, I can't believe you didn't even make it to Legendary. You were really grinding the hell out of the PvE.
I got that one on last time we recorded. I haven't got anything since then.
Oh, no, I thought you were grinding out Rocket and Groot to the point where it was giving you, like, 1 point per mission because you played it, like, 72 times per hour.
Yeah, as we record this, since we're recording a day early, my Rocket and Groot still has 3 hours left.
Oh.
And I'm not done yet.
Get back to it.
I have 42,305 points. So I need, what is that, 1695. But yes, at this moment, I can't play anything because they're all worth less than 100.
Holy shit. Well, let's wrap this up. Stop packing, stop talking, get back to that token.
So this is a good time to talk because I can let the things be worth more points.
Right, right.
So hopefully by the time we're done, at least I'll get 100 per. There's only 8-10 missions I can play, so even if they're all worth only 100, that's only 1,000, and I'll still be 600 short. So
right.
I need them to be worth more than 100.
Have you been going back to the actual Meat Rock and Groot event getting the 200 points there?
Uh-huh, yeah, they're both worth 60 right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, one's 53 and one's 64, so I can't play those either. I have green check marks on every single thing
at
I
some
can get
point.
Green check marks on.
Yeah, you don't care about getting the little rewards on the... Yeah. Play the ones with the green check marks to get the points back.
Yep. My problem in that event is I do not have a thing. If I did, then the points would be easily gotten, because that one's 600 points ago.
Right.
Oh, sure.
I forgot about the three specials.
Yeah.
My best... sorry, to totally digress. I had totally gotten off track. I got a red Punisher and a red Colossus.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, both were equally... well received. I also got a couple others that were, you know, they certainly weren't good, but they were reminders that I have some characters, cover wise, totally maxed out that I had just forgotten about. And so it was nice to get kind of a refresher because I got a yellow, hood and I was like, oh, yellow hood. I'm going to go apply this to, my guy who's already at, 544. And I was like, oh, well, I'll be damned. I guess he's, and then, you know, found the same thing. That's how I found out about Hulk. That's how I found out about Dr. Doom. All characters which seem enjoyable, but I just haven't had the ISO to bump them up to 166 where they belong.
Right.
Yeah, you need instead of the yellow hood, you need a blue hood. You got to get him to 553.
Okay.
Like we said, his black power intimidation is just not that
useful.
Good. But his stealing power is fantastic. Yep.
Now, if only there were a way to get a lot of ISO quickly. If only you could sell things that could then be turned into ISO. How would you acquire such things? That's strange.
I have no idea. It's if only my Steam account were able to be hooked up to Facebook so I could get those rewards from you guys that I get on my other Marvel Puzzle Quest account because I seem to need to play two accounts for, because, you know, my Steam account couldn't transfer onto my phone and can't really take my laptop into the bathroom. I could, but that's just a hassle.
Yeah, that would be something that would be nice if you could link to Steam to your mobile device. That would be
right. I agree. If I could just have one account and consolidate, I would definitely be happier. But yeah, I don't know. Other than that, I can't think of anything, Greg. I have no idea what you're implying. Guess it depends on how many cool t-shirts come back from Spice World.
We'll see. I'm trying to cut back. They're a pain to pack.
Yeah,
to bring
back. I was
going
to say, because you don't want to be over the weight limit.
Right.
For your luggage.
The one year we got lucky, they gave everyone, you know, like a backpack as one of the gifts for being a, you know, attending the conference.
Right. So, being a complete nerd.
Yes. So I had a whole extra backpack that was nothing but filled with t-shirts. It just packed solid. Like, it was like a solid weight. It was unbelievable.
That's fantastic.
What else we got this week? I think that covers the main things.
I was going to say, I think that's the bulk of it. I think I could tell all of our new and loyal listeners that we are a member of the soon-to-be-named Podcast Network.
Oh, and be sure to tell the people on Prodigal Sons that we have hit episode 5 and they need to mention us from now on.
Right. Right now we're an official member of the soon-to-be-named network. I'll tell those jerkers. I'll be talking to them here in a matter of minutes. So I go on my brand new Monday podcast bender. Hopefully this is only a one shot. But anyway, you can enjoy such shows as the Prodigal Sons podcast, which features a little bit of everything, to be honest. There's really nothing to take away from it, but we could talk about anything at any given moment, and we're somewhat entertaining, and by far the dirtiest show on our network.
It is.
So if you need lots of cursing, lots of just shitting on humanity, and just lots of foul language, we're the show for you. If you would like your weekly dose of pop culture, go check out Podvocacy, where they talk about, you know, all things pop culture. I think including a little bit of the Marvel Puzzle Quest, because they're all in our alliance as well. So there. We have the mighty namesake of our alliance, the Long Box Heroes. It is a weekly comic book themed podcast where they discuss that. Now, this is going to show my ignorance, but everybody always, at least on my other podcast, Prodigal Sons, whenever we're talking about the network, they talk about Long Box Heroes After Dark. And I until very recently, I had assumed they were joking and just kind of dogging on our friend Leonard F. Chikarasin for whatever reason, because, well, they're and
beep.
It's a little bit funny. Oh, you're right. That's okay.
Ray, bleep that out.
I got a few things.
Right, I was gonna say. I'll get Chirpy to bleep that out.
Okay.
That's his only job. But I think they might do an additional show called Long Box Heroes After Dark, which is a little more blue than their regular show.
That is interesting. I didn't know that either.
I'll look into it and make sure I'm not talking out of my bottom hole.
Okay.
There is the Parlance and Fresher show that includes such intriguing features as their weekly Netflix roulette, where they choose a randomly generated movie from Netflix, watch it, and review it. You can check them out on YouTube. And Dadstractions, a show for and by dads and how to stay sane while being a dad.
You know, that's got all the earmarks of a Ian show. Well, how are you not on that show?
How am I not on that show? That was comically discussed at one point, but I don't have any room for any more podcasts because I think the current hosts are currently satisfied with what they've invested into it and would like to move on to greener pastures. And another clan member, friend, associate, podcaster, who is also a new dad, wanted to, you know, we had joked about taking it over. At least I thought we had joked about taking it over. Then we seriously considered it, but I feel like I'm at capacity right now.
Okay.
So that is how that is not a Nick Cage project.
All right. We want to thank everybody for joining us again this week. Please stay tuned for future episodes. You can check us out at puzzlewarriors3.com, where you'll find all the old podcasts, find some handy links to other Puzzle Quest related things. You can grab our podcast on iTunes, on Podomatic, and new for this week is the Twitter feed, which is at Puzzle Warriors 3. If you want to shoot something via the Twitter. We'll be sure to catch that out, and we'll be sending out some information that way. Anything, like I said, anything else you want to shoot at us, comments you want to hear us talk about on the show, send us through one of those medias, or it's directly on our webpage. You can just leave a comment right under the episode. Goodbye for now, and remember, everyone, that Latveria is a wonderful tourist spot.
Oh, you would think that, but I can't imagine how they are dealing with the European refugee crisis.
Oh, I know how that is. There's a bunch of Doombots standing on the border.
On the border?
They're just mowing people down.
I'm pretty sure they built a giant 19,000-mile wall, and no one is getting in.
Just... Oh, they had Trump build it?
Exactly.
Well, he made,
and
he
had
made,
them
he,
pay for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Trump made the Syrians pay for it.
Good time.
All right. Goodbye, friends. Have a good trip.
Good night.
See ya.